Mrs. DeBose, I'm mighty glad to see you after all these years.
He's laying it on thick.
he's getting that accent.
I just wonder if lately you had any trouble getting gas.
No, not recently. When the price went up, the supply went up too.
How much is a gallon these days?
Well, I paid $1.15 a gallon regular self-serve last week. I use regular in my car. I have a VW Beetle that I run around town in. And then I have, I had an Oldsmobile, I believe, when you were there, didn't we? What was it we had?
Some monster.
Well, I've still got a monster. I've got a 72 Cadillac, but I don't drive it very much, except on a trip.
Mr. DeBose, maybe you tell folks where Lakeland is situated, where you're from, so they have an idea.
Lakeland is in west central Florida, in the heart of the citrus and the phosphate area. Beautiful lakes, low rolling hills, and with very few exceptions, the temperature is good the year round.
Oh, you forget about this summer when it was so hot.
I said with few exceptions.
Are there any tourist attractions in your area?
Yes, we have the Frank Lloyd Wright architecture on the campus of Florida Southern College, which is the largest collection of his architecture in the world.
You didn't know that?
Also is the citrus capital of the world. And the Detroit Tigers baseball club winter there every year. Also, there's an Orange Cup Regatta, which is powerboat racing on Lake Hollingsworth, and every year, and many world records are set and broken.
There's also many ski, water ski shows and stuff there too.
I was going to ask about Cypress Gardens.
Yeah, it's still going. Cypress Gardens has recently opened this year. A large addition, which is sort of a, well, they've stolen a little bit from Busch Gardens and a little bit from Disney World, and they have, you know, some from these different animals.
Little zoo of some sort.
Yeah, sort of like, well, some of the Busch Garden type of animals.
Still got the alligators.
And they still have the ski show, you know, and they changed that. That's real good. And they still have the original gardens, which are still lovely. But this new section is still on the lake, but it's around to the left as you come in, to the left. And they have a number of shops like they do at Disney World, you know, different kind of shops. And they have a bird show, you know, like they stole that from Busch Gardens.
Another question that folks may like to get some information about is the Cubans that are coming in. Do you feel any impact on that in your area at all?
Our original impact of the Cubans, I don't think we have had so many from this recent exodus, but a number of years ago when the first wave came over, a number of the professional, and that was the upper middle class group that came over then, a number of the professionals have come into Lakeland. We have a number of Cuban doctors. They are very well thought of, and most of them have done. They went to medical school in Cuba, but they did their internship and residency and their further training in the United States. And they are, on the whole, very good doctors.
Is there a percentage of students that go to high school where you can tell they're from Cuba? Like we have these guest workers in Germany. I'm just wondering if you have a similar setup, like the Spanish influence at restaurants or whatever.
There,
The only time you notice the Spanish influence is when the Cubans give a party.
Can you hear them?
You can hear them.
They love to give one all night long, you know.
We have some Cuban neighbors in our neighborhood now. And I mean, when they party, they party.
Oh, they really party all
with
night long.
With a band, dance band.
Oh, yes, they have
bit.
A band.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. Well, they have patio or a swimming pool or whatever, and they dance.
One thing folks here would like to learn about is the airboat, or these airboat rides you have in the swamps. Did you ever take a ride?
Yes.
What this is all about?
An airboat is a short boat, probably approximately 15 feet long, and it's driven by an aircraft engine, a propeller. And the propeller is turned around, and the operator operates the boat by means of a pair of levers, which directs the airstream by a pair of fins. It deflects the air, and it can skim over 2 inches of water very rapidly. And originally they were used to go into the Everglades and into the backcountry where you couldn't get with regular boats. But now they have gotten to be a hobby, very popular, and they use them to go frog hunting, to go gator hunting, and also just to play. And they are dangerous if you do not know how to handle them. You can go to the bottom of David Jones' locker right quick.
They're so noisy. That's what I hate about them. Oh, they're so noisy. We have a cottage down at Hatchnahall. And we go out sometimes, or you hear them coming up the canal, you know, they just make so much noise.
Yeah. Did you experience any real strong winds or bad weather while you lived in Florida, like these typhoons or, you know?
Well, we have hurricanes. We haven't had a real bad one since Donna. Donna, I believe, was 60, 61 is the worst one that came across Florida and came right across Lakeland. Fortunately, the David last year came up the East Coast, hit Cocoa Beach, Titusville, St. Augustine, Jacksonville, but it just skirted the coast until it hit Savannah, and then it went inland from Savannah through the Carolinas, Georgia and the Carolinas. We got a lot of wind and rain, but, you know, no damage.
Well, we had trees down with Donna.
Yeah, I'm talking about David last year.
Oh, yeah.
David
bad,
last
yeah.
year. But Donna is the last.
Alan when, this year was the one that was so bad, wasn't it?
But Alan came in the Gulf.
They didn't.
That was in Galveston, Texas.
Right?
Yes, and now they're giving them boys. They decided we could not discriminate against the men, so now they're men and women's names. They were always women's names up until last year. Up until last year, I believe they started using.
Let me ask you a final question. Being over here in Germany
Second time.
Is there anything that strikes you as odd or different, like from habits or customs or things you observe while you travel through the country? Anything where you think, hey, that's different than what we do at home?
Well, the main thing that impressed me the most when we were here in 1977 was every time we went to a public toilet, there was an attendant there waiting for pay. As you know, in the United States, we don't have this at all.
Toilet paper is atrocious.
We learned this time to bring along our Kleenex for the public toilets. But
flowers.
Hmm?
The flowers.
Yes.